Well, for us, we are really in shock. We see this as a very critical moment for the peace process in Sudan and for the stability of that country. John Garang is someone with real exceptional stature. He's a peaceman. He has led his people, both in North and South Sudan, to peace. And we are concerned that this achievement is now at a very delicate moment.
When you say a very delicate moment, you are actually concerned that the peace process could be in jeopardy?
Well, we are encouraged by the fact that both the government of Khartoum and the Sudan People Liberation Movement and Army Garang's organization are saying the right things now. But of course, you have been following reports of rioting in Khartoum. We do hope that and elsewhere in the south, in Juba, in Malakal, we have been monitoring this with great concern. We hope that such rioting is brought under control by reminding people that it is about preserving the peace process and making sure that it stays in on course, that people would honor the memory of John Garang.
Some say that Mr. Garang ruled his organization with an iron hand, and that's why he was able to keep everyone together. Would you agree with that?
Well, we have published a recent report where we criticize the style of management of the SPLMA and called on the movement to really become more inclusive and more institutional in its decision-making. Garang did rule the SPLM with an iron fist. And in fact, his death arrives at a very bad moment for the SPLM because about 2 weeks ago, he dissolved the leadership council and the legislative body of the SPLMA, so that there is a political and a legislative vacuum now in the movement suddenly becoming really very critical with his disappearance. There are no decision-making instances, and it's encouraging that the number two who took over, Salva Kiir, has reinstituted the leadership council and invited them for a meeting in southern Sudan today. So this tells us that the SPLM has a real, urgent need to function through institutions rather than this legacy of strongman and centralized decision-making, which in part is that of John Garang as well.
What about the vice presidency? What happens to that?
Well, the text of the comprehensive peace agreement signed between the SPLMA and Khartoum makes it very clear that Garang's deputy will accede to the vice presidency and to the leadership of the government of Southern Sudan. And therefore, it will go to Salva Kiir, the number two, as I said, who took over of today. And there would be no vacuum at that level.
What do you think are the main obstacles or problems right now facing the peace process following Mr. Garang's death?
It's very important that the idea that there was some foul play in the accident that led to Garang's death be dispelled. Obviously, the SPLA is saying that this happened as an accident due to weather conditions on the site of the accident, and that they don't suspect foul play. This message needs to be really loudly carried out to populations in northern Sudan who are from originally from the south, because they are very skeptic and very distrustful of whatever the government says. And I believe because of this lack of trust and lack of communication, violence and rioting broke out immediately at the confirmation of the news of Garang. For me, it's a sign of mismanagement of a crisis. Khartoum and the SPLM needs to manage this together, send the same signals, and focus people's attention on the implementation of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement to move forward and to make sure that the agreement stays on track.